Good Monday morning. Welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am Shannon Gray, and as I promised a moment ago, I am speaking with Stilley Fischbacher of Texas Wheat Producers. And Stilley, thanks again for being on our program.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good time. And right now we are still wrapping up harvest. You explained last week that more the northern portion of the United States was wrapping that up still. What update do you have for us on that this week?
Well, I'll be pretty quick because, as you mentioned, it's mostly in the northwestern part of the United States where they're still continuing to harvest wheat. But we're about 80% harvested of the total U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. So, as I mentioned, that's always an important time for us to be paying attention to what's happening in the field. And as that real-time data comes in on the quality of the crop and we start to market new crop overseas, I think that's just always a good time to be aware of what's happening in those other states. So, harvest is ongoing in South Dakota, about halfway complete in Montana, and then getting close to halfway in the Pacific Northwest, so Oregon and Washington. And good harvest conditions and the crop quality continues to remain pretty steady. So this week, in terms of the samples that have been tested, our average protein increased to 12% on average across the entirety of those samples. And so continue to see and maintain and even somewhat improve on the quality of the crop that we're seeing come out of the field. So definitely something that we can be very proud of, and our farmers know they have a good quality product there to market. In terms of what we saw in export sales activity over the past week, we did have a disappointing weekly sales report. It kind of came on the heels of two really bumper reports where we had really strong sales. But as we look at how that is going to impact us moving forward, I think we look at where we're at in the current marketing year. So we're 2 months into the 2021 marketing year for wheat, and already we're 8% ahead of last year's pace and 12% ahead of the 5-year average. So in terms of overall progress on export commitments and sales, we look very good despite that one disappointing week. So something going to be interesting to watch. We did see the U.S. dollar rebound over the past week, and so that's always an indicator of where we might be competitive or less competitive in export sales, as well as we continue to see strong production reports come out of some other competing export countries. So definitely some things to keep in mind as we move forward. We do have a very important time for us looming ahead in terms of the price discovery period for crop insurance. We'll start that on August 15th and run that through the middle of September. So that's always a time that our producers would like to see some rebound in price so that they have additional coverage in those revenue policies for crop insurance. And so we'll be reporting on that from week to week once we get into that time period.
All right. Yeah. And I know we've been focusing a lot on trade, on harvest, exports, imports, all that good stuff. But obviously, Texas Wheat Producers funds a large portion of the wheat research in the state. And you have to have meetings and things to make that happen. You can't just, wave a magic wand. And I know you recently did have a meeting about research funding. So tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
Yeah, that's a great point. You did mention we talk a lot about exports and market development, and that is a core priority for us as an organization. But research also holds equal footing in terms of a priority for us. We know that improving the wheat that's available to our farmers to plant will improve their bottom lines in most cases. So we tend to focus on that quite a bit. For this year, we've approved about $300,000 in our research portfolio, and we were able to hear several reports last week in that meeting you mentioned of the Small Grains Workers Meeting. That kind of encompassed everybody from A&M AgriLife System who works in wheat research, some even professionals in extension. And so we heard a lot about the uniform wheat variety trials, and we do know we have the data from that available on our website to see how those different varieties performed, as well as the picks list, which we've talked about before, which kind of identified the varieties that these professionals thought would perform the best on their farm if they had one. So a lot of good information there. But in terms of this meeting, they went around the table basically and had each researcher kind of talk about what they're currently working on. And a lot of these projects, as you mentioned, are funded in part by checkoff funds. So that's the 2 cents per bushel of wheat sold in Texas that we reinvest in research here at Texas Wheat. So we heard a lot about the quality program. So we want to maintain and even improve on the quality of our Texas wheats. I was talking about quality a while ago when I talked about how competitive we can be in the export market. So we know that is so critical that we continue to improve the quality of the wheats we have available and those that we plant here in Texas. And really proud of the A&M AgriLife system that they have prioritized that so well. They're trying to increase and improve yields of the wheat varieties that they develop, but also maintain and improve quality at the same time. We also talked about unmanned aerial systems and how we can use those to improve not only the breeding programs, but even for our producers to use that kind of data as well and make some efficiency improvements there. There was discussion on a research project looking at organic transition. I know in a time of low prices, I have had or heard several additional questions from farmers, just seeing what their options are. In terms of transitioning to organic or some other type of system that there might be some kind of premium involved in, and as well as listening to updates on not only the breeding program, the genetics program that goes hand in hand with that, and then work on drought tolerance, which we know is always critical here, especially in the panhandle of Texas, where we tend to battle drought from year to year. So really good highlights there of the work that's being done. As I mentioned, some of those funded by Texas Wheat Producers Board. We try to get our hand in as many of those topics as we can. And we really think it's important for our farmers who are elected to our board to make those decisions on what's most important to them and which research projects they think would be the most beneficial to them and their neighbors. We always try to make sure that the farmer voice is leading that discussion here in our office. So really good updates there. All of those projects will be continuing into the coming year. And so this is kind of that time of year when all of those are being established. And at the same time that our farmers are planting their wheat in the field, these research trials are being planted as well. So a very critical time as we move forward here into the planting season for research.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's neat about this is, you know, y'all do so much research, but obviously the point of doing that is to turn around and then educate others about wheat, especially in our state. And you do that by holding educational activities for our local producers. Do you have anything coming up that they can put on their calendar?
Yeah, I think there's several really exciting opportunities coming up for farmers to expand on their knowledge of not only farm policy issues and what's happening there, because we know that's changing from day to day. There's lots of new programs that are being rolled out or changes to existing programs. So I think that's important that we maintain our education there and make sure we are aware of all the programs that are available. But also a market outlook. I talked about getting into a critical time for price. Everybody's trying to get their budgets and break-even points laid out for the coming year. What crops are they going to plant? How many acres to each crop? Things like that. And so hearing from the experts on what they expect to see in the marketing year, I think is really important. The first one I want to highlight is a really great program called Master Marketer. This is usually a highly intense, you know, multiple-day in-person event. But because of the situation we're all dealing with in terms of the virus concerns, this has moved to an online format. And so they are going to be hosting seminars every Thursday in October. I think the first event is actually at the very end of September and then every Thursday in October. But I can't think of a better educational event. If you're interested in improving your marketing program for your farm, this is a great opportunity and one that you may be able to take advantage of even easier now that it's not a multiple day in-person event that some of our producers wouldn't have time to travel to. So we're going to be promoting this on texaswheat.org. This is another thing that we fund from our checkoff dollars. We think it's so important that our producers have these tools to help them market their crops. I'm going to be participating as well. I think it's going to be a really great event to just learn more about this topic. So we'll have information for that on our website. We also have our quarterly board meeting coming up at the end of the month on August 26th. In conjunction with that, we are going to host a webinar with professionals from AgriLife, from the Ag Food Policy Center. They do a lot of great work on ag policy. Several of our farmers are familiar with Joe Outlaw, who heads up the AFPC in conjunction with Bart Fisher, who just recently came back to the state after working for several years for the House Ag Committee. So two really great experts who will lend their expertise to us during that webinar, as well as Mark Welch, who is going to give us a market outlook. He will focus on wheat, but he will also touch on the other crops as well. So if you're interested in those two topics, I think that webinar is going to be really great on August 26th at 1 p.m. So if you want additional information about any of these meetings or the other meetings that are available and coming up, you can find that at texaswheat.org.
Perfect. Silly, lots going on. We look forward to getting more updates with you as we get closer to those, and we appreciate your time today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Again, that is Silly Fischbacher with the Texas Wheat Producers. And as she said there, if you need more information, you can go to texaswheat.org. That's going to wrap up our show today. Please make it a great one. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director Shannon Gray.